This is Reverend Bookburn going on in about 1 minute. Tapers and relay broadcasters, Reverend Bookburn is going on in less than a minute. Good evening, this is Reverend Bookburn. The show is called The Reverend Is In, and in acknowledgement of National Masturbation Month, which is, of course, the month of May, and technically every month, but since May is National Masturbation Month, and in acknowledgement of the Masturbate-a-thons on the West Coast here in North America, we are going to celebrate this evening with the theme after play to the Masturbate-a-thon, since it is after the Portland, Oregon Masturbate-a-thon featuring the Dark Lady, and we'll have all kinds of fun tonight. We have great tunes to accompany the theme, plus some other goodies, some birthdays, some updates, and all kinds of fun. Now let's start off with something very holy from your Reverend by Impatient Youth. This song is entitled Praise the Lord and Pass the Ammunition.
Pass the ammunition. Praise the Lord and pass the ammunition. motherfucking son of a bitch!
Time. Could I be happy?
Yeah.
you heard the prisoners doing Masturbation Machine. Camper von Beethoven did Where the Hell Is Bill? The Vibrators did We Vibrate. Gang of Four did What We All Want. And started off with Impatient Youth doing Praise the Lord and Pass the Ammunition. This is Reverend Bookburn. The show is called The Reverend Is In. It's on live every Sunday night at RadioVolta.org, where the show is sometimes repeat broadcasted Tuesday nights, 7 to 9 p.m., also East Coast time, USA, and usually repeat broadcasted Wednesday mornings from 6 to 8 a.m., also East Coast time, USA. The Reverend Is In is also relay broadcasted live at atheistnetwork.com, where the show is repeat broadcasted Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays, 7 a.m. and 9 p.m., also East Coast time, USA, as well as repeat broadcasted also appropriately on Sunday morning when the show is back-to-back with the great Hour of Slack. The Reverend Is In is also relay broadcasted live at two independent radio stations in the state of Washington, one in Olympia and one in Seattle. The Reverend is available for weddings of couples or groups of any orientation or lifestyle, including those from the transgendered or kink communities outside or across the street from Catholic, fundamentalist, or any other Taliban-modeled theocratic church. If you want to write to the Reverend for feedback to announce your birthday, ideas for forthcoming shows, song requests, or anything but spam, unless it's funny spam, like some of the Jesus spam that is sent to the Reverend, write to Reverend Bookburn, care of Quail, as in Dan Numbnuts Quail, the biggest fucking idiot after Reagan and before George W. Numbnuts Bush. Quail, Q-U-A-Y-L-E. Quail at sjcdc.org. And at that website, sjcdc.org, South Jersey Clinic Defense Coalition, you can check out an article entitled Theocracy and Sexual Freedom. Next week on The Reverend Is In, another sacred holy holiday tradition on this show, we will celebrate and acknowledge with the theme Memorial Day. And not sure if we have one or more live guests for the Memorial Day show. Also coming up on The Reverend Is In, three retroactive abortions for Barbara Bush. The Reverend cracks the Da Pinch Me code. Psychotherapy for the war criminals in the Bush regime. More perverted stories from Moral Crusaders, starring David Hager, Neil Horsley, Randall Terry, Reverend Fred Phelps, and many others, and a lot of Bush regime folks. Recovery for Propagandists, in which we will discuss the 12-step monopoly and delusional higher power recovery systems and the misuses of the word addiction, such as love addiction, sex addiction, porn addiction, internet addiction, television addiction, golf club addiction, and other propagandistic bullshit uses of the word addiction. And we'll have fun doing it, and lots of great tunes. Recovery for Propagandists. Another future theme is pubic property, in which we will discuss sex negativism and puritanical posturing by all schools of thought, liberal and conservative, left-wing and right-wing, religious fundamentalists and groupthink freethinkers, and certain kinds of women's studies classes. So far, everybody's input is incorporated into the show of pubic property. The Reverend performs the wedding of Tom DeLay and Terry Chavo's corpse. Another edition of Rehab for Pedophile Priests. And this handwriting absolutely bites. Halliburton gives Condi an oilgasm. And so much more on The Reverend Is In. I think there's a couple of new themes that have come up. Of course, we're going to celebrate Bush regime special David Hager, Secret Life. And that is going to be a whole theme. We'll talk about that a little later, too. The secret dark side of David Hager. All of that is to come on The Reverend Is In. Tonight is the after play to the Masturbatathon, and that is an acknowledgement of the Portland Masturbatathon, which was May 14th. And Carol Queens is in San Francisco on May 28th, and hopefully we'll get a good, juicy report on that. Information on those things are at Masturbatathon, and there's a hyphen between each word, masturbatathon.org. And to check out the Dark Lady who did the Portland one on May 14th, you can go to darklady.com. And to find Carol Queen, the organizer of the forthcoming San Francisco Masturbatathon, you can go to centerforsexandculture.org. And we're going to have a lot of fun with the Masturbatathon. We heard the Gang of Four earlier. They are on tour, a reunited Gang of Four, and recently played Philly. If you had $199 million to see the new improved Gang of Four, so gave you a song in case you're missing them on this tour. The Prisoners is a Philly punk band, formerly the first wave of Philly hardcore alumni from a band called Pro Teens. And Impatient Youth was from the first compilation release that was issued by Maximum Rock and Roll Zine, entitled Not So Quiet on the Western Front. Okay, we have a couple of birthdays, and we're going to play them songs too. Happy birthday to Book Burner in this area, Drusilla, who is a longtime punk herself, and we're going to play her some Cramps before the end of the night. And in addition to Drusilla, happy birthday to Book Burner, almost local, Leela Walla. And yes, we will be playing you some Reverend Billy. We know you love Reverend Billy from the Stop Shopping Church. And there's very little that's funnier out there than Reverend Billy and the Church of Stop Shopping. And in addition to the birthdays, there's news from Philly book burner Jennifer R. She is working on a doctorate on media studies. She has been long time analyzing the corporate media as well as independent media, media and activism, and media coverage of activism, both corporate and independent. And all kinds of analysis. The Reverend is a part of her study and research, and the show is a part of her study and her research. And she just published the first draft of her conclusions, which is the size of a book. And so we're going to get Jennifer R's independent media report. Actually, the Reverend does have it, but hasn't read it yet. I just got it yesterday, and we will be covering her research, which is very, very interesting. And she has a great perspective on all things media. But let's get back to masturbation, which is, let's see, let's give you some juicy sights before proceeding to see a hot 900 number of W. Moron Bush and Dickless Cheney groupie girls. You can go to Lie Girls instead of Live Girls, liegirls.com. Very hilarious website, liegirls.com. And a new one, Jack in World, one word, jackinworld.com. And a lot of people send a lot of great suggestions for masturbation songs, which were not findable in local book burners or my own collection, but we do have some goodies that compare, so you are going to hear a lot of good masturbation songs. Let's see. I'll do a couple of video reviews, one of which is absolutely hilarious. It's a kind of a in the hood kind of movie, very urban, all African American cast, and in the same way one could spell brothers or sisters, this film is entitled Vampires, and even if you get the impression in the first 10 minutes that the movie is slightly beyond seriously stupid, it becomes extremely funny, and the Reverend does not really watch blood and gore as entertainment, but the Reverend was laughing throughout this movie. Bookburner loaned it. We do this kind of video exchange, and this brother from the hood struck gold with this Vampires release that is on VHS and DVD, Vampires. Now out, the movie about Bush's friends in the Enron evil corporation, and online you can check them out at enronmovie.com. The corporation is on DVD. There's a single copy, and then there's the double DVD of The Corporation, which is expensive but worth it. TheCorporation.com or ZeitgeistFilms.com or org. You can get a lot of great videos at Jello Biafra's music label site, AlternativeTentacles.com, including Unconstitutional, a DVD that exposes in detail the realities of the Patriot Act, and a silly and hilarious release of the Bikini Bandits Experience, with featuring Jello Biafra and Dee Dee Ramone, and a lot of great punk compilations, and the one and only legitimate Dead Kennedys video release live in San Francisco in 1984. And please remember to boycott the corporate scab, Dead Kennedys, and all releases on labels other than Alternative Tentacles, and the contest for anyone who pies or uses Jello or anything else that is harmless against the corporate scab, Dead Kennedys, one or all four of them wins a great contest and wins great prizes from the Bookburners who've been guests on the show, a few who have not, Reverend Bookburn's own prize and music stash, and other goodies, and a special one from Demonica. The other contest is for people who harmlessly prank the local goons who have been viciously harassing women who enter abortion clinics in the Philadelphia and South Jersey area. It's a fundamentalist Taliban type of church from Columbus, New Jersey, the Columbus Baptist Church, which is online at columbusbaptistchurch.org. Let us know what you did, make sure it's verifiable, and also win great prizes. That's the other Reverend Bookburn contest going on. Heart of the Beholder is complete and available. A lot of distributors and theater chains are very chicken shit of this movie. A lot of producers were, a lot of backers were. There was harassment and death threats and bombardments of email viruses galore, and every effort to try to stop it, and all of that failed. Heart of the Beholder is out, and it went immediately to video and DVD, and it's online at beholder.com, and when they tour the country, they will be future live guests as well, one or more of the producers of Heart of the Beholder. And LaSara Firefox's book is going to come out probably in September, and when she tours for the book tour, she will be on the show probably in early October, and for now you can check her out at lasara.us, and there's a link to her Yahoo groups called Sexy Mama, which she is. Okay, sick of giving all these plugs. But one more. there's an interview. We're going to hear a King Missile song in a little bit. And if you want to hear a great interview with John S. Hall of King Missile, which ends with the song that is appropriate for National Masturbation Month and tonight's show, it's available at Radio 4 All, and it's the numeral 4, radio4all.net. All right. And if you're interested in the perversions of Taliban wannabe David Hager, appointed by George W. Moron Bush to head the reproductive pharmaceutical department at the Food and Drug Administration in America, a man who is hostile not only to abortion but all contraception, and who said with a straight face that the solution to premenstrual discomfort was, I'm not kidding, prayer. That David Hager, well, it seems David Hager has a dark side, has a sexual history he doesn't want people to know about, and in addition to his dark secret sexual history, has also been alleged by his former spouse to be an abuser. You can get information about David Hager at alternet.org. And there's also a good article about him at the Abomination site. David Hager is an abomination. And it's at the website abomms, abomsabomscom. You can check in the archives and then go to May 12th. May 12th at the archives at abomsabomscom. Read about David Hager. Thank you, everybody, for your feedback to last week's final installment of the Pope Anti-Memorial series. Yes, it was fun to do. Yes, it really was Satan who came in here to take our first dead guest, the Pope, to his final resting spot. Satan took him home. Satan was our live guest. The Pope was our dead guest. And, oh yes, of course it was very real. How dare you even ask your reverend such a question. And thank you for the feedback. It was a lot of fun. Some of the resources include some humor at landoverbaptist.org. And for anybody who needs the resource for anyone who survived sexual abuse from priests, covered up all the way to the top of the church, all the way up to the Vatican, you can go to SNAP, Survivors Network of Those Abused by Priests, snapnetwork.org. And that is just one more reason why we want to encourage not only honest and healthy sexuality, so people don't turn into freakazoids like these priests or David Hager, but in addition to honest and open sexuality without guilt or embarrassment, we want to encourage masturbation, which, as Dr. Susan Block puts it, is always sex with someone you love. So just like W. Numbnuts Bush says, no child left behind. And just like the priests say, no child's behind left behind. We're going to encourage healthy masturbation and healthy adult sexuality. And in the meantime, the Reverend will market inflatable altar boys to the priests so they don't continue their freakish ways. And we're going to invent and distribute strap-on cruise missiles for the people in the Bush regime, because if they can relieve themselves a little bit and find an outlet that they can relate to, then maybe they will decrease their fierce intensity and fast-tracking of fucking up this world. I am not really big into television, but on CNN tonight is a film, it already started, about autism, which is a field that the Reverend has extensive professional experience as his in his professional life as a mild-mannered social worker. This film is entitled Autism is a World on CNN tonight, probably right now, probably at least halfway over. Let's see. At whitehouse.org, you can see W. Moron Bush meeting the ghost of minority filibusters past, which is Strom Thurmond, and that's at whitehouse.org, also very hilarious. Okay, regarding the Master Betathons, it has yet to be answered to the Reverend, and a lot of people have been participants in these events, Dr. Susan Block and some of the people from her great internet audio and video streaming show, Radio Susie, and some of her castmates, Laura Riskell, the great sex writer, author of The Top 10 Sex Myths That Screw America, LaSara Firefox, The Dark Lady, Carol Queen. We have yet to sufficiently answer the question, how does one pledge? Write to the Reverend with your ideas, quail@sjcdc.org. How should one pledge for a masturbate-a-thon, which raises money for great causes, AIDS-related causes, sexual freedom causes, reproductive services freedom, etc. So these events are great, they raise money for good causes, but how does one pledge? Write with your ideas. And to read a great article on masturbation and to send it to someone you love and also someone who gives you a lot of shit about abstinence and other delusional weird ass ideas, check out Come As You Are, Dr. Susan Block's article, Masturbation 101, that now includes a letters and feedback page to said editorial, drsusanblock.com, Masturbation 101, Come As You Are. And if you can't handle an adult site, it's also available at counterpunch.org. And another hilarious masturbation site, I fucked Ann Coulter in the ass hard.blogspot.com. Alright, so we want to figure out how to pledge, and we're going to celebrate masturbation on tonight's show, and we're going to play some songs to help, and we gave you some websites for some interesting masturbation stimuli. And when Marlon gets in here, we will discuss masturbation with him, since he is the professional and the king. Let's play some masturbation songs right now, but first, we have to play something holy, since this is the Reverend Show, and raise the sacred question, what if God smokes cannabis?
If God had long hair and a goatee, and if his eyes were pretty glazed, if he looked spaced out, would you buy his story? Would you believe he had an eye infection? And God looks baked. God smells good. put them there for Adam and Eve, so they'd be hungry for the apple that the snake was always offering. And God rolls great. And God smells good. What if God smoked cannabis? Do you suppose he had a bus when he made the platypus, when he created Earth, our home? Does he like Pearl Jam or the Stones? And do you think he rolls his own? Marching home, maybe he sits and smokes a
this morning with a bad hangover, and my penis was missing again. This happens all the time, it's detachable. This comes in handy a lot of the time. I can leave it home when I think it's going to get me in trouble, or I can rent it out when I don't need it. But now and then I go to a party, get drunk, and the next morning I can't, for the life of me, remember what I did with it. First I looked around my apartment and I couldn't find it, so I called up the place where the party was. They hadn't seen it either. I asked them to check the medicine cabinet, cause for some reason I leave it there sometimes, but not this time. So I told them if it pops up to let me know. I called a few people who were at the party, but they were no help either. I was starting to get desperate. I really don't like being without my penis for too long. It makes me feel like less of a man, and I really hate having to sit down every time I take a leak. After a few hours of searching the house and calling everyone I could think of, I was starting to get very depressed, so I went to the Kiev and ate breakfast. Then as I walked down 2nd Avenue towards St. Mark's Place, where all those people sell used books and other junk on the street, I saw my penis lying on a blanket next to a broken toaster oven. Some guy was selling it. I had to buy it off him. He wanted 22 bucks, but I talked him down to 17. I took it home, washed it off, and put it back on. I was happy again, complete. People sometimes tell me I should get it permanently attached, but I don't know. Even though sometimes it's a pain in the ass, I like having a detachable penis.
you got me rock. I got to be a rocking horse. Baby, make you like to roll. Make me a digging hole. You shake the world when it's time to crash. But when I get home tonight, I guess I got to shake myself.
Okay, we're going to try to work this cassette machine here. Lord, please make our cassette machine work so we can play a song about Mark Levy's ideas for how to bring peace in the world. This goes out to the implementers of the Masturbate-a-thon, Dark Lady, Carol Queen, Dr. Susan Block, and so many others. This is Mark Levy's Road to Peace, a rather interesting and original path to peace. Lord, make this cassette machine work, we pray to thee. Lord, I don't hear anything. Okay. Good old Radio Volta technology. All right. All right, are you gonna work? I see things turning. We will give this a couple more seconds and then say that this machine is shit. Okay, we'll try it later. Let's play another masturbation song by Prince from the soundtrack to Purple Rain. This is entitled Darling Nikki.
Sex fiend. I met her in a hotel lobby, masturbating with a magazine. She said, "How'd you like to waste some time?" And I could not resist when I saw little Nikki grinding. She took me to her castle, and I just couldn't believe my eyes. She had so many devices, everything had money to buy. She said, "Sign your name on a dotted line." The lights went out and Nikki started to grind. Nikki. Castle started spinning on. Can't tell you what you did to me, but my body will never be the same. Heaven, will you kick your behind? Oh, just show you no mercy, but you should know. Should know, show you who I am. Can't make it. Oh. Woke up the next morning, Nikki wasn't there. I looked all over, all I found was a phone number on the stairs. It said, "Thank you for a funky time. Call me whenever you wanna grind." Yeah. Oh.
Okay, one last attempt for the peace song by Mark Levy. Lord, make this cassette player work, we pray to thee, so we can learn the road to peace. Okay. At Radio Volta, our cassette player does not want to work. So, let's see, what did we hear?
You don't remember me, but I remember you. Was not so
we heard the Fighting Animals doing Rock and Roll Is Here to Stay. The Larry Birds did Blue Moon. Prince did Darling Nikki. The Professionals did 1, 2, 3. Fleetwood Mac did Rattlesnake Shake from before they were famous, when they were actually good. The Divinals did I Touch Myself. King Missile did Detachable Penis. And Artist Unknown did What If God Smokes Cannabis. This is Reverend Bookburn. The show is called The Reverend Is In. Tonight is after play to the Masturbate-a-thon. And we're going to give you the last bit of Tears on My Pillow. That is one of the better releases in the 90s. It is a double release, all punk and hardcore cover versions of virtually every song from Grease and then a whole lot of other songs from that time period. And let's see, we'll save more of that for later. So tonight is the after play to the Masturbate-a-thon. We've given people masturbation material and songs and some great eye candy at different websites. And of course, we've asked your input on how one should pledge. And there's a couple of other resources in addition to liegirl.com and jackinworld.com. The great sex writer, Dr. Susan Block, also broadcaster, is at drsusanblock.com. Her show is at the Radio Susie link and is most definitely worth checking out. That is on Saturdays. And as we know, the people who claim to be proponents of abstinence morals and family values are primarily the biggest horn dogs of the human species. And you can see these people from the evangelical movement and the Republican Party and a lot of their scandals, including anti-abortion terrorist Neil Horsley, who admitted in a Fox radio interview that he had sex with farm animals when he grew up on a farm, at GOPHypocrites.com. GOPHypocrites.com. Read about Neil Horsley having sex with animals. That is not okay, and that is not healthy, and that's probably how he became such a big Taliban clone and supporter of anti-abortion terrorism. So Neil Horsley, we want you to masturbate and to find consenting adults and enjoy healthy sexuality instead of this pretense, this schizoaffective approach to sexuality, the sexual guilt, the sexual double standards, the sexual hypocrisy, and become somebody with a healthy appreciation of adult erotica and adult sexuality. And it's really high time, and I think you'll like it better than the mule, even though you're so convinced that the mule was consenting. This paper was sitting around at Radio Volta. It was an old issue of a paper from California called The Meridian News. And it is one of the best things I've seen in ages. And even though it was from February 2004, it seemed just as relevant today. It is online at The Meridian News. That's M-E-R-I-D-I-A-N. TheMeridianNews.com. And if you click on previous issues, you can click on February 2004 and then see an article entitled The 10 Worst Corporations. And that is worth printing out or downloading or forwarding to friends. And speaking of corporate hoes and hoes for the American Christian Taliban, yet another far-right Taliban clone judicial nominee of George W. Numbnuts Bush, Judge Priscilla Owen, is famous for not only supporting the religious extremists and fascistic types, but also ruling, making extreme rulings and activist rulings, as they call it, on behalf of corporations, a very labor-hostile and unemployment-hostile rulings, and rulings across the board in favor of Enron and Halliburton and criminals like that. Judge Priscilla Owen is profiled at the website for People for the American Way, which is pfaw.org. All right. What are we missing on this paper of horrible handwriting? to see the pro-choice concerts on the East Coast, known as Choice Jams, go to choicejams.org. And the website isn't on this paper, so you have to write to me, quail@sjcdc.org. If you want to go to the June conference on cannabis and psychedelics in Vancouver, which should be most interesting. Vancouver, kind of a North American Amsterdam, so you don't have to worry about a bunch of Nazi types crashing through the door. And that's in June. It's also in Cannabis Culture magazine, the newer issue. And to fight eminent domain laws from these crooked business and political leaders, you can go to castlecoalition.org. All right. And great cartoons at buckfish.com. All right. So we're having fun dealing with masturbation and toys and adult sexuality. We are going to try to rehabilitate the religious right wing, the anti-abortion thugs, and of course the pretend Puritans in the war criminal Bush regime, and encourage healthy sexuality and adult erotica and masturbation when nothing is going on, and to celebrate it and to say we're not ashamed of what we do, because this is something that harms no one. We're instead going to focus on real stuff. So, having said that, let's talk about toys and objects. Now, the Reverend himself does not have any particular devices that are of preference. The hand is good enough. But I kind of wish Marlon was here, because he was describing this kind of catcher's mitt kind of thing for males. And if he gets it here before the end of the show, we'll talk about that. And let's see, the Reverend's women friends talk about, I guess probably the most unusual thing I heard was like the carrots. I didn't expect to hear that, but the carrots were good. I guess you have to knock like those end pieces off if you're going to use like the stumpier end. And I think if we use like a rubber Play-Doh kind of device, we can make the strap-on cruise missiles, and maybe even market them, sell them to the political leaders in Washington D.C. and actually pretty much anywhere in the world, and get them hopping on something like that. But send your ideas, and if you send something really good, we'll put it on the show. Some future themes I forgot to mention were Henry Hyde's retirement party. We're going to celebrate that on this show, and send Michael Jackson to the Vatican. Okay, let's play some more masturbation songs, because I have a ton of music, and want to get to it, and plus we'll give Marlon some time to get here. This is probably one of the ultimate masturbation songs from the 1980s by Generation X. This is entitled Dancing with Myself.
London town's a go-go. Oh, with the record selection and the mirror's reflection, I'm a dancing all with myself. Oh, when there's no one else inside, I'm in the crowd and lonely night. Well, I wait so long for my love vibration, and I'm dancing all with myself. Oh, oh, I'm dancing all with myself. Oh, oh, I'm dancing all with myself. Oh, when there's nothing to lose and there's nothing to prove, I'm dancing all with myself.
have a drink, 'cause it'll give me time to think. If I have a chance, I'd have a woman to dance, and I'll be dancing on with myself. I'll dance on with myself. I'll dance on with myself. When there's nothing to lose and there's nothing to prove, well, I'll dance on with myself. Another drink, 'cause it'll give me time to think. If I had the chance, I'd ask a woman to dance, and I'll be dancing on with myself. I'll dance on with myself. I'll dance on with myself. If I had the chance, I'd ask a woman to dance. If I had the chance, I'd ask a woman to dance. If I had the chance, I'd ask a woman to dance.
Okay, we're going to play the birthday songs for Drusilla and Leela Walla, the Cramps for the former, and of course Reverend Billy, one of the most hilarious artists of today, Reverend Billy and the Stop Shopping Gospel Choir. But somebody informed the Reverend here at beautiful Philadelphia Independent Media Center that the cassette player was not operated properly. That would be moi. So we're going to try Mark Levy's idea for peace one last time. Lord, make this work. We pray to thee.
Now the Israelis have a nudist camp on Taba, right by Egypt on the Gulf of Aqaba. Bathers sunning on the beach were dangerously within reach of Muslim guards patrolling near the spot. And now it says to cover up in the Koran, but those Hebrews hung it out to get a tan. So for fear of getting heated, the Egyptians just retreated, which provoked this novel thought for a peace plan. Take off your clothes to those you oppose. Be well exposed to your foes and strike a pose. No need to hurl a rock across the fence if your enemy is being real attentive. Strip to the buff, stick out your duff and strut your stuff. The sight of muff will be enough to halt the tough. Forget about an armored probe, you'll get more room if you disrobe. Relations will improve around the globe. Now the colonel of the Egyptian police platoon made this comment as he peered beyond the dune. All these sabras on the Sinai really look a sight to mine eye, though I think we'd better take some action soon. As he turned, he saw the men of his fine crew, field glasses trained on each attractive Jew. So he went and gave the order to redefine the border 100 yards down farther from the view. Take off
your clothes to those you oppose. Be well exposed to your foes and strike a pose. You can unveil a devastating offensive. It's healthier than war and less expensive. Strip to the buff, stick out your duff and strut your stuff. The sight of muff will be enough to hold the tough. Forget about an armored probe, you'll get more room if you disrobe. Relations will improve around the globe. Now here's the surest way to end a running feud. Simply approach your adversary in the nude. If he or she's a prude, they'll think it's lewd and move away. Who knows, they might be in the mood, you win either way. So if you're fighting and you just can't take it, you just might try your luck at standing naked. Before they have another riot, Northern Ireland should try it. The whole world could ease its tensions if we'd only undertake it. I propose this brand new cure for hot disputes. Have the warring parties meet in birthday suits. Imagine how a summit conference might progress. Formalities abandoned as each delegate undressed. No harm in getting back to bare essentials. World leaders must admit it has potential. For uncovered, one can make appeals to what the other side reveals and see they're not so different after all. Take off your clothes to those you oppose. Be well exposed to your foes and strike a pose. No need to hurl a rock across the fence if your enemy is being real attentive. Strip to the buff, stick out your duff and strut your stuff. The sight of muff will be enough to halt the tough. Forget about an armored probe, you'll get results if you disrobe. Relations can improve around the globe. Oh yes indeed, relations will improve over the globe. We'll be right back.
He preferred to live with the security of illusions and even of lies. We prefer to think that things haven't happened, they cannot happen. However, when there is such a thing as a war or an occupation or a larger catastrophe or the plague, then there comes a point where you no longer can deny it, and you no longer can, at least for a while, live with the illusion that suffering does not exist.
You better ask my mama how to make a monster. I'm a creature from a black leather lagoon. And I'm a beautiful monster from outer space too. Learn how to shake my hips, I am a man of the sanctum. Sanctum, get your new tips, and then I'll light them. I'm a creature from a black leather lagoon. Chicken fried, fire and sort of gun. Conceived by my devil daddy on a chicken run. Like a fireball flying down from the road. Daddy made mama, but she should have said no. I'm a rawhide monster, they named number one.
I put on the skillet, I put on the lid. Every time I get the spirit, I just wanna tie my
I just
wanna go.
Every time you with me.
Every time I get the spirit. I just wanna go.
I just wanna stop my shopping.
Get the spirit. I just wanna go.
Stop my shopping. Stop my shopping. Stop my shopping.
Stop it.
Woo! Stop it.
Well.
Yeah.
Amen.
All right now.
Oh. Feel like something's gonna happen.
Hey, hey, come on now.
Come on, Reverend. Set it up.
I was standing out there.
Well, yeah.
I was trying to stop my shopping.
All right.
I want to tell you where I was. I was on the corner of Houston and Lafayette.
Tell us,
take us there, Reverend.
And I felt somebody was copping a gaze at me. And I looked around. I wanted to know who it was. You ever have that feeling? Somebody's looking at me. Somebody's interested. And I was looking around. I couldn't find anybody looking.
Not a soul.
I thought maybe an attractive woman or a man might be walking up the steps on the subway. There was nobody there. And I looked up. I thought maybe it's not a human being. Maybe it's an animal. I looked up. I was looking at the windows for a cat looking down at me. There was no cat. Well, Cataluya, there's no cat looking at me either.
Hallelujah.
And no dog, no turtles, or nothing.
Right. And a puppy.
And suddenly I realized.
Well.
Oh! There were 38 eyes.
All right.
And they were looking at me.
You counted them all right.
I was in a vortex of eyes.
Well,
I was in the vortex of the devil.
In the vortex.
There were wet, techno equipped eyes looking down at me.
Yes, sir.
I couldn't move. I realized it was all the way down from a little postcard 976 right down there next to my foot at a postcard on the concrete. All the way up to a 12-story high supermarket.
Way up in the sky.
There were 38 eyes. I counted them.
38, not 37, but 38.
I certainly had a feeling of media loneliness. I finally felt I just didn't know how I could stop my shopping in this. I didn't know what to do.
What to do, yeah.
Said, come on, I'm gonna fight back.
Come on, Reverend.
I'm gonna try to get the faith.
Come on, Reverend.
And suddenly I felt.
Yes.
I wanna be like one of those people in the kung fu movies that do somersaults backwards over this bamboo forest.
Yes.
Just get weightless and ride up into the air. And
I'm gonna
somersault backwards right up into the eyes of that 12-story high supermodel. And I started somersaulting up there. And I got up to her big wet techno eyeball. And I sank right into it. And I was suddenly in a tunnel. And I was running in a tunnel. Running in a tunnel,
and
I was chasing that supermodel. And there she was on the beach. She was on the beach, and then across the front lawn.
Yes, sir.
There's a big front lawn. I realized I was in the Hamptons, some sort of mansion here. I chased her up the steps. I chased her out on the roof.
On the roof.
And suddenly I said, "I'm sorry. I didn't mean to chase you, Christy, I've always admired your work, but I just wish that you would stop your shopping." Hallelujah. Praise be.
Stop.
Amen. Amen. I want to really love you. I don't want to love you brought to you by your local Coca-Cola bottler.
Oh, no,
I want to really love you.
That's not love.
I don't want to love you brought to you by Holodeckware.
No, I want to really love you.
And when I kiss you, I don't want my lips covered with logos.
I want to touch the real.
The most radical thing we can do is to experience real pleasure right now. That's stopping our shopping. Amen. Hallelujah. Can we have some real love here? Real love here. Stop your shopping. Feels better already. Nothing like that.
I feel like that hot
magic.
Yes, sir.
River rising through
rising higher. Jonah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Well.
We will rainbow.
Yes, we will.
And
get up out of here, and we'll make them
close their doors.
And we'll do
shopping
in an owner
run business.
And we won't
go back. won't go back.
No, no, no.
No more, no more.
We will remove all the bushes
and the chains.
Get them out of here. They'll
engage us in fights, in
wars. And then we will sit down
at the
bargain
table.
Theme song, I believe. I mean, we can't all be like cool rock and roll stars and stuff like that. Some of us have to be teenage jerk-offs.
I get so nervous when I look at you, but I try to be discreet.
Thank you. This is something from our new album.
I know that I'm alone. Feeling kinda horny, got a tingle in my bone. Go and grab a penthouse, it's the one with Sharon Stone. Hey, masturbator, go a little faster and it's feeling kinda nice. Once ain't enough, so I have to do it twice. If you wanna smack the monkey, I can give you good advice. Hey, masturbator. Down the towel so I keep my carpet clean. Never shake my hand cause you don't know where it's been. Hey, masturbator, I do it in my car while I'm driving down the street. One hand on the wheel and the other on my feet. I can't get out the car cause I'm sticking to the seat. Hey, masturbator. Squeezing the tomato. I flipped him in November, now I'm gonna decorate her. Hey, masturbator. Buffing the banana with the wizard chicken bacon. Pounding on the flounder and it's mayonnaise I'm making. Spike the blank, watch the carrot, got my hand to take it. Hey, masturbator.
My name is Dr. Laura Hoare, and I'm here to tell you that I'm a very moral, ethical, opinionated, conservative Republican woman of the highest morals and integrity. I stand for America and patriotism, and I lie down and spread for the same damn reasons. I do not suffer gladly any liberal bullshit. Why, I hate liberal Democrats. I loathe everything about them. In fact, strange as it is, I hate them so much that at times I find them irresistibly sexy. Sometimes watching them on TV, whining and pandering to all the special interest groups like the poor, the minorities, the gays, the idiots in the middle class makes me so mad that I become turned on. And the sweet juices of my rage flows like a river from my loins. I'm here to tell all you chaste and pure thinking conservative men and women to throw yourselves naked on the altar of George W. Bush and thank the Lord that he put this intellectual genius in office after the long suffering years under Bill Clinton's penis. Oh, this is Dr. Laura Hoare saying good day.
Oh, shit, man. Put out a warning when you do one of those, man.
Yes, it's that very special time once again. It's time for Asshole of the Week. And we have a great one. Sunday, May 22nd, 2005 at RadioVolta.org, AtheistNetwork.com, and two independent radio stations in the state of Washington, one in Olympia and one in Seattle. Asshole of the Week is Matt C. Abbott. Matt C. Abbott of the Pro-Life Action League and Operation Outcry is upset with radio DJ Elliot Siegel from DC 101 because he had an abortion contest in which he offered prizes to the caller who had the most abortions and had other callers call in and talk about theirs, in which they felt no guilt and freely spoke about the subject through his stooge Ann Newman sending out public email alerts. Matt C. Abbott has decided to go after Elliot Siegel's DJ job and start a campaign to get him fired because of his abortion contest, which offended Matt C. Abbott from the Pro-Life Action League. Well, even though we don't celebrate very many rock DJs and other outmoded dinosaurs here at Independent Media, and particularly at Radio Volta, we want to commend Elliot Siegel for having the guts and humor to do such a show and risk offending Operation Outcry and the Pro-Life Action League and do his contest. And to Matt C. Abbott, we can only say that you are Asshole of the Week. Let's kill these sounds. You heard Ms. Terry from RadioLeft.com doing Dr. Lara Whore. Unknown Artist did Masturbator. The A's did Teenage Jerk Off. Reverend Billy did Cataluya and Remove Starbucks and Disney. And that went out to our birthday girl, Leela Walla. The Cramps did The Creature from the Black Leather Lagoon and Shortening Bread. And that went out to our other birthday girl, Drusilla, and her party the other night with Mephistopheles, two very cool doctors, and Tender Bartender. Apocalypse Pal did It Makes Me Sexy When You Say That. Mark Levy did Take Off Your Clothes and started that set off with Generation X doing Dancing With Myself. This is Reverend Bookburn. The show is called The Reverend Is In. Tonight is the afterplay to the Masturbatathon, and in celebration of the Portland, Oregon Masturbatathon of May 14th, the forthcoming Masturbatathon is May 28th. And you can check it all out at masturbatathon.org with a hyphen between each word. And Carol Queen, who is doing the forthcoming Masturbatathon, is at centerforsexandculture.org. The Dark Lady of the Portland Masturbatathon is from darklady.com. Dr. Susan Block's Masturbation 101 is at drsusanblock.com and at counterpunch.org. And the Sex Workers Art Show is looking for new contributors for their art tour. They're online at sexworkersartshow.com. Great cartoons and a book from the greatest cartoonist, Ward Sutton, at suttonimpactstudios.com. And click on Cartoons Published in the Village Voice. Central American Updated News, not from the corporate media, at Narco News, Narco with a C, narconews.com. And to spread information on contraception, the emergency contraceptive pill, the morning after, RU486, also known as the abortion pill, and to spread information to all, especially those still in school, go to abortionaccess.org and send the link around. All right, we'll do the credits and then we'll play some closing songs. Write to the Reverend Quayle, Q-U-A-Y-L-E, Quayle at sjcdc.org. And next week is the Memorial Day show. And Let's see, check out the Reverend's page at RadioVolta.org, DJ pages, The Reverend is in. Stay tuned for news about a Reverend Bookburn Archives project and page where you can download shows. And thank you people who faithfully taped the show and have supplied the Reverend with missing shows. And let's see. Should we jump to the credits? Yes, says the nodder. Okay. The Reverend thanks the following for assistance, information, or just plain inspiration to the following for tonight's afterplay to the Master Betathon show. Thank you, Marlon, the great engineer, Father Oblivion from Philadelphia Independent Media Center, Lord Jesus, Kenny, Amoeba, Secret Chimp, Ed Gould, Ms. Terry, Everlasting Godstopper, Lady Simone, Past Bride on the show, Cindy from WildflowerDesire.com, Lobo Red, the Reverend's friends from his professional life as a mild-mannered social worker. Thank you, Lady Pixanne, Sister Anne-Marie, Mephistopheles, the birthday girl, Drusilla, Shelley, Pharmacy Joe, the limp dick, the tick, Malik, Leanne and Tim. The Reverend also thanks Holy Bloody Mary, Brooke, Justin, Mr. Z and spouse, Jennifer R. from Independent Media Research, and more on her work later. Bipolar Bear, Mac Goddess and Family, Plantard and the UK Bookburners, the European, Australian, Brazilian, Canadian, Lebanese, and now Portuguese Bookburners, all North American Bookburners, Hippie John, Heidi Helper, Heidi Planner, Sarah Laerne, the Coffee Goddesses, Vampira, Dark Lady, Dr. Susan Block, Melanie from Dr. Susie Show, and Elegant Angel Video Productions, Renee Bryant, Paul Krasner, ProChoiceLeague.com, All Clinic Defenders, Jennifer Hunter, DSI, Genevieve, Pie Man from PieMan.org, Full Circle Records in Blackwood, New Jersey, Wooden Shoe Books and Records in Philadelphia on 5th Street between South Street and Lombard, Joe Keithley and DOA from SuddenDeath.com, Mr. Scott and Family, Tara, Jenna Egg, Crystal Hellcat, Biker Chick, Sandra Chica Caliente, Queen Agitator, Craig from Autistic Behavior, Christy Wan, Chelsea Elsie, Merck and Family, Arizona Dude at the Dead Milkman Show, Bonnie, Neen, Annalie, Nicole, Gail, the Lucy Pro-Choice Group, Leah, and the Raheel Pro-Choice Group at Beloit College in Wisconsin, Anand DePlume, Julie Deadhead, Dr. Feelgood and Family, Annie Oakley, Carol Queen, Diane Fornbacher and Family and Friends, Champion Lombard, Kat, Walter G, Taffy, Leela Walla, the Birthday Girl, April Butterfly, Rachel the Narc in Bed, Tender Bartender from Drusilla's Birthday Party. Where am I? All of Radio Volta for enduring the theft of a radio transmitter and looting by Satan's sexual partner and community leader, Sister Bay. Bill and Mia, the two Washington outlets that relay broadcast the show. Dallas Blanchard, Michael Moore, D. Monica, Void Control, Midnight Creeps, all of Independent Media, Bush Liquors Everywhere, all Bookburners, and to everybody who is celebrating National Masturbation Month, thank you from the Reverend Lord. Please restore the genital functioning power and encourage masturbation to the limp dick who is abusing an entire community with his excessively volume siren. Please make that person whole again and a real human. We pray to thee. Thank you, Lord. All right. Enough prayer. We'll play a couple more songs and get out of here. This is by Porn Orchard, and it is entitled, Why Can't I Touch It?
I'm not good at riddles.
You're not good at riddles?
We'll be right back.
band that rocks for UK rockers go by the name of Buzzcocks. The sounds they made were loved all across the nation, and that is the reason for this compilation.
Why can I touch it?
Athens, Georgia, hello.
Good evening, Larry.
Hi.
I have a question for you. If it looks so real that I can see it, and it sounds so real that I can hear it, and it tastes so real that I can taste it, and it feels so real that I can feel it, then why, Larry, can't I touch it?
I'm not good at riddles.
You're not good at riddles? This isn't a riddle, this is a problem that I have.
Well, what are you talking about?
That's for you to figure out, I suppose.
See, but that's a riddle. I'm not good at riddles. You know, I'm not good at what has 13 legs, crawls up, and also acts as a conveyor belt. I'm not good at that. So if it's a joke, give me the answer. If it's not a joke, if you know the answer, tell me. If it's a riddle, give me the riddle thing. If you don't know the answer, what is it, then I don't know what you're talking about.
Simple question. Why can't I touch it?
What is it, then I don't know what you're talking about.
Simple question. Why can't I touch it? 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 Simple question. Why can't I touch it?
Poor Norchard doing Why Can't I Touch It. We're going to play one more song and then call it a night and go home and masturbate. This is from the Green Revolution CD, A Good Planet is Hard to Find, a benefit for the Canadian Greens, from DOA's label Sudden Death Records, suddendeath.com. This is Vice Squad doing We Came, We Saw. Good night.
Security, but nothing's certain anyway. Got to live from day to day, okay. Dedication's absolute. Here we are, the living proof. Face to face to tell the truth to you. We came, we saw. We're ready and we're back. Come on, join hands and dance together. They steal our creativity, sentence us to poverty. It's legal daylight robbery, you see. The pages written long ago, a script for life, a minor role. So we got time to take control, I know.